My name is Helen Bennett and I'm a fundraising initiatives officer here at UNICEF, working with volunteers up and down the country like our on-campus students and our UNICEF volunteer groups. And over to you, Ara.
My name is Ara Yu. I am a program specialist. My name is Ara Yu. I'm a program specialist at the International Program Advisory Team here at UNICEF UK, and I deal with a variety of subjects, starting from emergencies, education, child protection, as well as HIV/AIDS.
Okay, great. Well, we've got a few questions for you from our on-campus students and volunteer groups about HIV and AIDS. So the first one being, do you know approximately how many children are living with HIV today?
Yes, there's an estimate 2.02 million children that live with HIV/AIDS today, and the estimates also state that approximately 1,000 children are newly infected with HIV every day.
Okay, and are there any particular parts of the world that are more affected by HIV and AIDS, or any particular groups of people that are more vulnerable to HIV and AIDS?
Yes, definitely. Sub-Saharan Africa is always being the region which is the core of the HIV and AIDS fight for UNICEF and all its partners, because it actually constitutes 70% of all new infections globally. For example, South Africa, the country, the epidemic there remains the biggest in the world, with 5.6 million HIV positive people, and that exceeds the number of people living with HIV in the entire Asian region, for example. It seems like the new statistics that have come in today state that in Eastern Europe it's the fastest HIV growth in the world, with a steep 250% increase.
Wow.
So those are quite worrying,
worrying
figures. But yes, going back to the original region, which is Sub-Saharan Africa, it actually has the 7 hyperendemic countries in the world are all in that region. And that means that the adult prevalence of HIV and AIDS is between 15 to 27%.
Mm-hmm.
And those countries are Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa, Swaziland, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Those are the 7 hyperendemic countries, and they're all in that southern eastern region of Sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay, and so what kind of thing does UNICEF do to support children either who already are HIV positive or have AIDS, or are affected by HIV and AIDS at some point in their lives?
UNICEF works with its partners,
mm-hmm.
which starts from governments, other UN organizations such as UNAIDS or WHO, to now it's actually called the elimination of mother-to-child transmission. It used to be called prevention.
Okay.
Now the new objective is to eliminate all mother-to-child transmission, because we want an AIDS-free generation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the key areas that UNICEF, with its partners, is concentrating on.
And can you just explain what mother-to-child transition is?
Transmission.
Transmission, sorry.
So, for example, there's a pregnant woman who, in her antenatal care at her health clinic, has been diagnosed with HIV. So she has to be in very close contact with the health workers so that she gets the adequate medicine, which is usually antiretroviral therapy, so that her newly born baby will not be HIV positive. And it's actually a whole healthcare sort of therapy that is before, as in during the pregnancy, during labor, and even after birth. For example, the mother can continue to breastfeed the child, but she has to take this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there is a higher risk of the child being transmitted the HIV.
Right.
If this program is followed very strictly during pregnancy, at labor, and after birth,
mm-hmm.
the chances of the child not being HIV positive are extremely high. So that's one of the key areas that UNICEF is working with its partners to eliminate all mother-to-child transmission.
Mm-hmm.